tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, May 6th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, we have a huge insider, military, CIA, you name it, colonel joining us in the second hour to get into how the West, Israel, United States, Europe, has always been behind Al-Qaeda, ISIS and all these other so-called radical Islamic groups, and they are radical and terrible, but it's part of a larger plan. That'll be a very important deep dive that gets into all the things happening in the Middle East and more. I'll tell you about that individual coming up in the next segment. I also intend to open the phones up today and take a lot of your phone calls about all the big issues that are unfolding. Obviously, we're just seeing a replay 67 days into the war that Israel drug us into with Iran, with Trump saying a deal is imminent yet again, and Iran says, no, it's not. We're not accepting what you're asking us to do. Why do you keep saying that there's a deal when there's not? And it just, no presidents ever act like this. It is not a good way to get deals. It is a way to discredit the country. And Trump has never behaved like this before. That's because he came into this flat-footed. He believed Benjamin Netanyahu. The war would last 4 days. And it's come out in leaks, and I know people that have been in the meetings. He is beside himself, and he should be. Well, we got a clip of Marco Rubio coming up next segment. I'll get into all this. Says the goal of the war in Iran is now to restore it back to the way it was. That's a quote before we started the war, or Israel drug us into it. Just incredible. U.S. and Iran closing in on one-page memo to end war, says the U.S. government. Rubio declares offensive stage of war over. We've already heard that a bunch. So that's Trump has declared the war over 31 times. Rubio's did it a bunch, too, so he just did it again. I got video of that. It's just bizarre. Hey, I'll bet you money we're still at war in a month. Trump keeps changing his timeline for ending the war. Yeah, I think so. Iran has hit far more U.S. bases than reported satellite images show. That's all being documented. I told you that a month ago. So this is serious. U.S. gasoline tops $4.50 as shock and awe level approaches. It's over $7 in California. U.K. faces summer flight disruptions as jet fuel risk mount. It's already running out in other parts of the world, like Australia. Iran blast unrealistic White House with list to end the war. U.S. touts close to deal. Trump pauses Project Freedom amid great progress towards complete and final agreement with Iran. So, not good. I mean, I hope it actually happens. Israel says preparing for escalation with Iran. Didn't know the deal was close. Series of targets ready. Trump told school children at the White House, the Oval Office, Iran was 2 weeks away from killing you. You can't make this stuff up. Meanwhile, Moscow targeted by over 50 drones, country's second biggest refinery, on fire. Yeah, that's just the military news. I'll play those clips, finish up with this, but move quickly out of it into all the other news, like Ted Turner dying. We'll be back. The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. May 6th, 2026. I am your embattled host, coming to you from the new Alex Jones Network studios in Austin, Texas. Despite all of the CIA and DOJ's declassified plans to shut us up and silence us, they have failed. So please remember, we're having record numbers of new people tune in and find the show, but I'm still getting flooded with calls and emails and on the street and all over X. Where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? Where's Alex Jones? Right there at the top of Real Alex Jones on X is the news site with the articles, the feeds, the reports, the other hosts, everything at alexjoneslive.com. Just alexjoneslive.com. Hit your email list, your text message list, your family, your friends. Say, hey, Alex Jones never skipped a beat. The bad guys want to silence him. Tune in now and find out why they want him shut up. And we got a bunch of Rumble channels, AJN Live, rumble.com/AJN Live. You name it, find the live feeds there. We're on hundreds of radio stations across the country. We're very thankful to all of them. But the bad guys want us silenced because we're the tip of the spear in the Paul Revere operation, raising the alarm. It's just that simple. We know the globalists. We know how they operate. We know how to stop them. We help generate right at the heart the global awakening. That means all of you as well as a team. So we have one hell of a transmission lined up for you. Wednesday Live, FBI director says UFO alien disclosure imminent. As major religious leaders tell public, prepare for faith to be shaken. That's a quote in Major Victory for America First. Seven rhino senators defeated Indiana sweep. Plus, Iran contradicts Trump's latest claim that peace deal is close, and so much more. Also, we've got the mother of El Nino forming out in the Pacific, and that means throughout the summer and next year, massive amounts of rain in the West. And in the south, the central part and the east will be hit with drought up into Canada. This is how it always works. And we'll have a very weak hurricane season. But they're saying it's already on track to be the strongest El Nino ever recorded. A lot of weird stuff happening in the jet stream and in the different currents in the ocean, as astrophysicists and meteorologists and others have been on the show warning. These are real facts. Not Al Gore fear-mongering, the sky's falling because of cow farts to pay him a carbon tax. Storm season's here, and the National Weather Service is shorthanded. What does the National Weather Service do? Hype a bunch of fear? We have all the private meteorologists and satellites. We know what's going on. And again, the political operatives tell you polar bears can't swim and have all died because of global warming. And the ice caps have all melted. Total and complete crap. We'll be getting into that. Also, Congress right now is grilling Lutnick and others on the continued cover-up of the Epstein files. As Palm Beach hearing, Bondi and Gates' testimony looms, lawmakers demand full subpoenas, stumble onto Podesta being involved. Oh, big surprise. I told you, remember the WikiLeaks and Pizzagate? It's all part of the same thing. And New York's like the headquarters of it here in the United States. London's the headquarters in the U.K., Brussels, Belgium's the headquarters of the pedophilia, along with Paris in Europe. It is sick. And I just call balls and strikes. We have record lowering of housing prices, because a lot of the stuff Trump did that was right. ADP, America's largest payroll company, signals biggest job addition in 15 months. Inflation was starting to slow until this damn war. We got to get this thing shut down quick. Because if this recovery fails, we go bankrupt and the globalists have their great reset. Got a bunch of news there. So again, the old Trump, the first 6, 7, 8 months, did all this insane stuff. Is why I was having political orgasms on air. And people were nitpicking stuff and I was getting mad at them. Then he fires Musk, kicks him out. Charlie Kirk dies and everything starts going sideways. But just the stuff he did the first 7, 8 months is now paying off. And boy, I wish we'd get the old Trump back before Israel pulled his chain with, I think it's pretty clear, Epstein stuff, that he's covering up for other people, not himself, from any evidence we've seen. But listeners will ask, well, why are you going to cover this positive stuff Trump did? You're saying he's bad. No, I'm not. People are so black and white. Trump's still better than Democrats in many ways. I'm simply in his face and in his grill to try to get him to course correct, to not let Israel lead us into total war, which they've been trying to do. That's why I said, if you keep saying you'll destroy them in one day and kill everybody in Iran, that's a war crime. You're going to bomb water treatment plants. That's a war crime. Don't do it. Don't destroy yourself and us with you and America's image in the world and help the globalists kill the economy. If you keep doing this, you're insane. You should be 25th Amendmented. And then he backed off. But it was strong medicine for a serious disease, megalomania or whatever it is. But I've got, this Indiana situation, Trump launched this right when he got in, got the GOP to put in tens of millions of dollars to primary these neocons, and all seven of them lost. And he's already paid it forward in a bunch of other states. This is happening too. But all of a sudden, the last few months, suddenly the GOP and the RNC isn't continuing those policies. So at a certain point, the swamp got back in control. But just what Trump did in the first 7, 8 months is paying off big time. Boy, could we just get that guy back. So we'll be getting into all of that in great detail. And I mentioned this 3 days ago, and again yesterday I got busy and didn't hit it, but I got to hit this. Because it's just a microcosm of the divide and conquer by the corporate media. 60 Minutes goes around the country and says, oh, criticism of FEMA saying we're not going to serve white people, which came out in their documents, and just all this other horrible crap, that's all secretly white supremacists brainwashing everyone. It's just absolutely insane. We got big news on the AI data centers, huge developments there. We got Islamists rioting in New York. We've got Megyn Kelly coming out and saying, I love getting rid of my old neocon listeners, and I love my new Muslim listeners. And Tucker's right. Islam's not a threat. That's not what Tucker says. Tucker's talking about like the UAE and reformed groups and things. Obviously, still, there's Orthodox expanding Islam. So, again, people are taking this tack that, well, we're against Israel and all the bad stuff it's doing, so now we're for the Muslims. And she actually says that. She says, you're for the Muslims or you're for Israel. I'm against the Likudniks and what Netanyahu's doing, and he's terrible and horrible, trying to run our country. But just because the Muslims hate them and they hate the Muslims doesn't mean then we have to pick a side. But you're driving through a town, there's two restaurants, and you've gotten food poisoning at both of them. You don't go to either one. There's a bunch of the restaurants down the road. So I just, the way the public's brain works, I mean, not everybody, but it's just so dumbed down. Because every time I talk about expanding Islam and horrible things the Muslims are doing, I see the comments everywhere, oh, you're for Israel. What does that even mean? Explain it this way. We have water moccasins and rattlesnakes in Texas. Okay? So you see them all the time. You're on the lake, you see the water moccasins. You're out in the woods or the brush, you'll see rattlesnakes routinely. I saw one a week and a half ago. A maintenance truck from the county pulls out on the road, and this huge rattlesnake falls out from under it and slithers off into the bushes, like 7 feet long. huge, huge diamondback. I mean, I was like 60, 70 feet away, but I mean, I saw that big old, you know, end of its tail was a huge rattle shot into the brush and in the woods. It's like, do you want to be thrown in a pit with rattlesnakes or water moccasins? And you're like, well, I'm with the rattlesnake. Well, I'm with the water moccasin. How about I don't want to be thrown into a pit with either one? Netanyahu is a water moccasin, and the Muslims are a rattlesnake. Let's use this analogy. I got a glass of cyanide or a glass of arsenic. Each one is fatal. Okay? One kills you quicker than the other. Which one you want to drink? How about I don't want either one? See, I just, where is the logic here? But this Israel hate has gotten to such a point that you see all the OG Israel haters, not all of them, Fuentes doesn't do it, saying, we got to join with Islam against the common enemy. Yeah, the Jews. What? How about no foreign funding to any of those groups, and if they all want to kill each other, they can just stay over there. How about that? How about you don't draft me into your paradigm where I'm supposed to go, oh, I can wear a Canali suit, or I can wear a Hugo Boss suit. How about I don't want to wear a suit today? You see, it's and I know most of you are like, yeah, this is elementary, but you see the totally mindless thinking everywhere. It's completely out of control. Now, I want to finish up with the Iran situation. It's just more of the same, but we got some new developments. And then when we go to break, I'm going to come back with Ted Turner's death. I've got some choice words to talk about there. Trump's praising him as the greatest ever. And then I'm going to get into the big one. And that is religious leaders told prepare now for UFO disclosure to unleash Bible-challenging revelations. They're saying the public should be prepared to have their faith shaken. That's the talking point. Sean Hannity talks about it with Kash Patel, the FBI director, who says, oh, he sent the first big tranche to under Trump's orders to officially be declassified in weeks. So we're going to be looking at that and the ramifications, and I can tell you where this is going by the pre-programming everywhere. That's how we're tomorrow's news today. But before I go any further, we're all in this together. I need your help on a couple of points, and I already mentioned this earlier, but I got to just keep doing it. We are having massive numbers of new listeners. Listenership is way up. But there are a lot of lost people out there who weren't paying enough attention, and they're like, oh, I'm so sad Alex Jones is off the air, and where do we find him? I had a guy a few days ago, like I said, at the gas station come over and say, oh, I'm sorry you're off the air. What did you do so wrong? I'm like, I'm not off the air. AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. And so we got the satellites. We're on the same radio stations, TV stations. InfoWars is not there anymore. There is AlexJonesLive.com with the video feeds, the articles, the reports, everything, okay? Harrison Smith's there, all that. And we're going to build back the reporters and more shows, even when you support us, what you're doing. So I thank you and I salute you. And we are in legal battles with these folks who have openly said they want to steal my identity. They claim they own anything I ever did before, and they said they want to take it all offline. Well, I've always put up licenses on the site, free to air, and set on air and put out contracts saying there's a global non-exclusive license to everything I've ever said or done on TV, radio, written, you name it. You can publish a book and say it's copyright free. And this is a gift to the world. A lot of Bible publishers do that. And I did that 26, 7 years ago because I had all these commercial stations people wanted to put my documentaries on and access shows that wanted to grab my radio show and put the audio on, and they would make them get a contract. And I was every day getting a letter or calling somebody back or faxing them a letter saying, yes, you can air this. And the access stations would harass them and say, we want proof. Have Jones call us. And so I got lawyers finally. This is like 27 years ago when we launched InfoWars, and I put the contracts on the website. And I would update it every few years saying, you have a non-exclusive license, meaning I still own it, but you can use it however you want, in any way you want, in whole or in part. And it's the same thing with the new show. Out of the gates here, okay? That's one of the contract reasons with my employer. I said, my show's free to air, and it belongs to the world. Absolutely. And that came out of me just wanting to get it out to everybody. Okay, so then you can't come then, take over somebody's company and say you're going to have their identity and say that you're going to totally block them out. And we're getting reports all over before the Onion even officially got it, which they haven't. They've been blocked for a second time in court. Remember, they ran the fraudulent auction a year and a half ago and got caught. And I'm getting the documents together, but I've confirmed that they're going around doing fake copyright claims saying, hey, take this down. Now, it's all a bluff, but a lot of people are, oh, gosh, I will. That's going to be a major action in court as well, okay? They're still selling InfoWars gear for 3 weeks, and they don't even have it. The Court of Appeals blocked it. I mean, these people are nuts. But you know, I'm wearing his skin, the guy says, and you know, he owns me, and we own the name Alex Jones. Oh, they put in the federal filing Friday at the Texas Supreme Court. They said, Jones is violating our property using the name Alex Jones. I showed it to you, and it was in the Austin American Statesman 2 days ago. I'm using my own name. You can't take somebody's name unless they sign a 360 agreement like Prince did with Sony. And they said, we own your likeness. We own the name Prince. We own your music, your catalog forever. And then when he decided to break his contract and leave, he had to say the artist formerly known as Prince. I didn't sign the 360 contract, okay, with anybody. I made a contract with you, with America and the world, from day one that this is free to air, copyright free, belongs to you, period. And then they got the nerve, remember a year and a half ago in court when they lost one of the many times, that they said 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones. That's the abolition of slavery. They actually says that in the filing. It's in Bloomberg articles. You can read it. Because our argument was, you can't have my name. That's 13th Amendment. That's slavery. And they said, well, it doesn't apply to you. And, of course, the federal court struck it down. Well, they're back in Judge Gwerick Gamble's court and at the Texas court, Supreme Court, saying, we own the name Alex Jones. It's in the filing. We showed it to you 2 days ago. In fact, reprint me that statesman article. Get it ready. Put it back up. We can show you the filing if you want. I mean, in fact, my lawyers authorized me yesterday to post our filings. Even though they're public, you find them in the federal site and state. I still want to check with them. It's got a lot of exhibits and things. So I'm going to get around to that today, posting it on X. I'm going to do a report on that. Hell, I'll just print out. You know what? I'm going to give you guys the filings, and you can print them out, and I'll give you the digital copy. And then we'll do some coverage of that, because it's very newsworthy, them coming in and saying, we own your likeness, your name. We're going to wear your skin. 13th Amendment doesn't apply. That's how cuckoo they are, but they think because I'm so demonized in their own leftist world that it's okay to set the precedent. Yeah, there's the article. Alex Jones transferred InfoWars assets to the show, website, San Diego Family Site, which, no, that's even true. And they said, we stole equipment. None of that's true. They just made all this up. But in the article, it's got a quote out of there saying, he can't say he's the Alex Jones show. What the hell are you talking about? Good luck. Good luck with that one. So this is the type of, just control F Alex Jones show, and it'll come up. Just do control F Alex Jones show, word search, you'll pull up the partner form. Put that on screen for folks. So this is unbelievable. So here's where we're going. There is one variable in all of this, and that's you. Will you spread the word? Will you pray for the broadcast? Will you buy the products that are amazing? These products work. We have a 90%+ reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. We have three new product bundles. Modern World Survival Stack, the Shilajit capsules, incredible stamina, libido, energy, health. It's got natural peptides that just don't even know how it works. It's just amazing things. Okay? Atomic Defense, super boost your immune system, but also great for overall health. CMOS capsules with the organic iodine and 93 other trace elements and minerals. Totally packed with minerals and vitamins for thyroid health and immune function. Also, the Gut Detox Defense Pack. Again, this is all just $99. Normally $147, now $89.99 on the Modern World Survival Stack. Not $147, but $89.99. That is a huge deal. The Gut Detox Defense Stack. Regularly $148.97, now just $99. This is one of the most important stacks we've ever put together. You get zeolite detox defense, a super high-quality chelating zeolite that takes out heavy metals, other toxins, and spike proteins to support the body's natural detox pathways. T3 trifecta iodine, the very best pure medical-grade iodine that your body absolutely is essential and so many people are deficient in to support thyroid function, metabolic energy, and hormone balance. Bovine colostrum, concentrated the first 2 weeks of milk from a cow or any other mammal, supercharged with just over-the-top super nutrients to support gut health, immune defense, nutrient absorption, and recovery. The biggest thing is skin, your collagen, your eyesight, everything. It's amazing. That's the gut detox defense, normally $148, now $99. And then the men's drive stack, normally $134.97, now $99. Men, listen up. This stack is built for daily drive, energy, focus, and performance. You get Shilajit gummies, MK Ultra Brain Booster, and T3 trifecta iodine. The new mega sale up to 40% off methylene blue tinctures, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD and more, Shilajit caps and gummies. That's just individually if you want it. 35% off methylene red tincture, the colostrum MK Ultra individually. 30% off shirts, hats, and hoodies. That's massive for the apparel. There's not much markup there. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, there is the sister site owned by Bigly, and that is realalexjones.com. A lot of items not available. Thealexjonesstore.com are available there. They always hold back 10% of their inventory, meaning when stuff sells out at thealexjonesstore.com, it's still available many times, like the last few Trench Warfare, Brass Knuckles, Murdered Out, Skull Crusher, 10-inch, Double Edge, Razor Sharp, Stainless Steel, Limited Edition. They're almost sold out. They'll probably sell out today at realalexjones.com, and it's got a great price, and it funds the operation. Take action now. RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. Be the reason we're able to stay on the air always. All right. I mentioned these clips, so let's just play them so they're on the record. Here's Rubio saying, we've got to make this deal to get it back to where it was before the war started. That's crazy. That Israel drug us into. Then we've got Trump. Well, these statements speak for themselves. So go ahead and play clip 13, 9, and 16, here they are.
As President Trump has said, and the facts clearly bear out, the United States of America holds all the cards. There is no scenario here in which if they decide to join a ladder of escalation, they wind up getting the last say. But our preference is for these straits to be opened to the way they're supposed to be open, back to the way it was. Anyone can use it, no mines in the water, nobody paying tolls. That's what we have to get back to, and that's the goal here.
We just broke every record. And now we're going to take a hit because we have to make a journey down to Iran to take the nuclear weapon. They would have had a nuclear weapon in within 2 weeks. Remember, we sent that beautiful B-2 bomber in and we blew up their nuclear potential. It was obliterated, for those that are not aware, and to a point where it would take them weeks to dig down, and we wouldn't let them dig down. We have our eyes on it all the time. But it was a very important thing. So we would have had an Iran with a nuclear weapon, and maybe we wouldn't all be here right now. I can tell you the Middle East would have been gone, Israel would have been gone, and they would have trained their sights on Europe first and then us, because they're sick people. These are sick people. And we're not going to let lunatics have a nuclear weapon. The power of a nuclear weapon is something I don't even want to talk about. It's not going to happen, and we have beaten them badly.
All right, we'll be back with more of this. I'm going to shift gears to the other big topics. Stay with us, my friends, and share the live feed. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network, We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Colonel Roxanne Towner Watkins, I've seen her in interviews, amazing lady, is joining us. She's a distinguished career, spans military service and civilian success. And she is going to expose a lot of incredible information we've been talking about for decades, but she saw it with her own eyeballs. Operation Gladio and its global web is the model for controlled terror by Western governments against certain populations. How all the following are connected. and how Operation Gladio and its origins ties them all together. CIA funded ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Mujahideen. CIA was involved in assassinations. CIA overthrew governments. CIA shows up in all the drug operations. CIA was involved in JFK assassination. Now the overthrow of Syria, putting the head of Al-Qaeda in charge there, and so much more. So that's coming up. I went to these Trump clips late, so I only played part of it. So I just want to finish up with Trump and his statements about Iran. And Iran's like, no, we've not made a deal. Why do you keep saying that? And Trump does that, trying to keep the stock market up, energy prices down. It's not working with the energy. Trump used to have a lot of credibility with world leaders, even if they disagreed with him. He would do what he said in deals. He didn't used to do this. The left always accused him of lying and flip-flopping. That's not true. Very consistent. So we'll be covering that more as it unfolds. You know, they're having closed-door Epstein hearings right now, and that ties in to all these different Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove and all the rest of it. We've got some developments with Joe Rogan on that front. But I'm going to talk about Ted Turner and play a clip of him on Charlie Rose coming up here in a few minutes. But let's go ahead and finish up or restart clip 16. Here it is.
He said recently that if Iranians were armed, they could take over their regime. Do you plan to arm them soon?
Well, I don't want to say that, but yeah, people say, why aren't they protesting? They want to protest, but they don't have any guns. So you could have 200,000 people protesting and have five or six sick people with guns. And when they start shooting them right between the eyes and you see a guy fall and another one fall and you have no guns, very few people would be able to stand there and do it. I mean, I understand. I tell them not to. Don't forget, they killed 42,000 people last month, 42,000 unarmed protesters and had no guns. So they had a 250,000 people crowd, and they had snipers. They had like four or five snipers in buildings up high. And you're standing there, and all of a sudden, the guy on your left goes down, and somebody. That's what happened with a woman protest. They had 200,000 women protesting a year ago, and everyone thought that was the end of Iran. And then all of a sudden, a woman dropped dead with a bullet right there, always right there. Then another woman dropped, and then the word started to spread. And then there was panic, and then they ran, and, you know, so I don't want that to happen. We don't need that, you know, we don't need it. But the only reason that they want to protest so badly, but they don't have weapons, yeah.
Now, the Iranians do a lot of bad stuff, and I don't support the mullahs, and they do kill their political opposition. But we knew back when this all started, it's been going on for years, but intensified with Midnight Hammer in the summer last year, and then now this operation the last 67 days, that they're saying, oh, 30,000, 40,000 killed. And the best independent numbers we have were about 1,000. And then the reports we got from international groups and even anti-Iranian groups, but that are more accurate than our media, was that guns had been given to them and they were going and shooting the police and military. Well, then a few weeks ago, Trump gets up and they all admit, yeah, we delivered them a bunch of guns, but most of them got stolen by the people we delivered them to, so we're going to do something about that. So there you go. It's not just unarmed protesters, which they do shoot sometimes. But usually they'll shoot a couple to make everybody, you know, flee, and that's still terrible. Then they say dolphins. Oh, they're going to blow dolphins up. They're so mean. And there's no evidence they even have a marine mammal program. The U.S. has the biggest, and Russia and China have them. And we're the best. We have dolphins that do plant mines and do suicide bomb. They're trained to do that because they drill and drill and drill when there's not a real bomb. And then the time they go out with the bomb, they don't know, and they detonate up against the hull. So that's a little mean to the dolphin. But the point is, like, look at those Iranians. They're being mean to the dolphins. They use them as weapons when we're the king daddy of it. It's propaganda. Like Saddam throwing babies out of incubators in 1990 in Kuwait, stomping their brains out. It was a PR firm. The girl never been to Iraq or Kuwait. Her dad was head propagandist for the Pentagon. And for Kuwait, it was a lie. White House insists Iran war is over even while missiles fly. And I hate to agree with the New York Times, but usually they had to lie about Trump. Now they can just point at what Trump's doing. 30 plus times, I can't even keep track of it anymore. that he's saying it's over, Rubio's saying it's over, and they just do it over and over and over again. It is beyond frustrating. And then the neocons go, you're really an Iranian or Qatari agent. If you point this out, you're just undermining our morale. We're winning. Yeah. Oh, really? What's the objective? Regime change. But it's illegal to preemptively strike a country for that. So you go, oh, it's to get their WMDs. And oh, just like Iraq. In 2003, it's the same story, the same lies, just a new country's name added onto it. You changed the last letter from Iraq and Iran. And just rolls over to the same deal. Why do you like the Muslims? We got to file them over there instead of over here. We've got 15 times the Muslims on average in Canada, the U.S., Europe, the U.K. than we had in 2001. We went to fight them over there and then bring them all over here. No, they're not fighting Islam, folks. The globalists are behind it. They just put the head of Al-Qaeda a year and a half ago in charge of Syria. Remember that? I'll be getting to that with our guest next hour. Now, moving on. Ted Turner, who had at least five children in wedlock, reportedly a bunch of others, and giant mansions all over the world and a huge carbon footprint, he was one of the first billionaires to publicly, 35, 40 years ago, put billions of dollars into tax-free foundations to get out of paying taxes, but use the profit from it to fund eugenics, sterilization vaccines. And he was very open about it. And he reportedly was the one, and it's his initials on the trust, right by the farm where his grandmother lived, where he grew up most of the time, right outside Atlanta, Georgia. In fact, we can pull up footage of when I visited Georgia Guidestones, and a few months later, somebody blew him up. It wasn't us. But I did pray publicly. I said, I pray that God, you know, send a destruction onto this entire agenda. And I walked up as I prayed publicly and struck the stone. And somebody went and blew it up. But the point is, it had inscribed in all these languages, depopulate the earth down to 500 million people, a 90%+ reduction. We're now at 10 billion. But somebody blew it up. But he publicly stated over and over again that he wanted to have depopulation. And Prince Charles and his dad, Prince Philip, all said that. Bill Gates, his mother and dad were on the main board of Planned Parenthood and on the World Eugenics Society, funded and created by Thomas Watson of IBM. That's who this cult is. That's who these people are. So they're telling you about, oh, if you don't give in to world government and all this left is in it, you're a Nazi. Well, this is beyond the Nazis. The Nazis' defense at Nuremberg was that they got all this from the British and the U.S. and Margaret Sanger, which was true. But the Nazis just want to target certain groups. The globalists want to target everybody. They're mad scientists. They're depopulationists. That's what Fauci is. That's who they are. And so it's emblematic that got blown up a few years ago. And then now CNN founder and liberal billionaire Ted Turner dead. He's the guy that invented the 24-hour news cycle, cable news. And he is as dead as a doornail. Trump came out and praised him. Got the statement right here on Truth Social. Ted Turner, one of the greats of all time, just died. He founded CNN, sold it, and was personally devastated by the deal because the new censorship took CNN, as if he didn't support that, his baby, and destroyed it. It became woke and everything that he is not all about. Maybe the new buyers, wonderful people, will be able to bring it back to its former credibility and glory. Regardless, however, one of the great broadcasts of history and a friend of mine, whether I needed him, whenever I needed him, he was there, always willing to fight for a good cause, President Donald John Trump. So he likes it. And here is Christina Amanpour, the big globalist. Amanpour lays out fears for CNN after takeover. Let me give Amanpour and Trump a little newsflash because they're both very, very old. CNN has about 100,000 viewers average show. MSNBC about 200,000. That's on a good day. Fox, a little less than a million for their average show. Their top show, 4 million. To boomers and really old people, they think this is the media. They think this is everything. There are thousands of podcasters and broadcasters that individually are bigger than these networks by themselves. They've done studies. Joe Rogan's 40-something times his show than all CNN viewers per day. I mean, CNN's only got 5 or 6 million viewers a day. It's a joke, okay? It's a total, complete fraud. And so she's worried about it being taken over. It doesn't exist, lady. Almost no one watches it. But it's like this facade where the power structure acts like they have all this power. It's this facade where they act like they can convince us that still this is the establishment worldview. And really what it is a dispatch for talking points. It's a joke. And so Trump says, oh, bring it back to its former glory. It's not coming back. Cable news, cable itself is dying. That's well known for over a decade. These people don't get it. They don't understand it. Now, you could use the production crew and all the people in the studios for a multimedia system and still have something on cable, but they all focus on cable, and the old news model, it's dead. This is like dinosaurs, you know, millions of years after they're extinct, dreaming of being resurrected, but they don't even know that they're politically dead. But they still have power, though. It's like a ghost, because all these old people in power still think it has power, so it does have power. But it's all a con game. It's all a giant fraud. So here's a clip of Ted Turner on Charlie Rose, saying, oh, the world's going to collapse. You know, it's going to be war on the streets. It's going to be cannibalism if we don't kill everybody. And that's how we're always held hostage. Oh, if we don't depopulate, things will get out of control while the globalists cut off the resources and finance the wars and finance destabilization in their own documents and own admissions and give us the poison shots and put the fluoride in the water to lower our IQs and take the iodine out of the food to lower our IQs. They know exactly what they are doing. They make the world worse while they sit behind their walled cities and their huge ranches. He had like 100,000 acre ranches. He has 5 kids, but you shouldn't be able to have any children. Obama, remember before he left office, went to Latin America and Africa and gave speeches about, you can't have a car air conditioning. The earth will overheat. That's a quote. There's video of him. Now, you can't have a car air conditioner. Why? The ocean will rise and the world will overheat. He just bought on Martha's Vineyard at 1 foot above sea level a giant palace. They all do it. Al Gore, by 2017, the ice caps will be totally melted. The sea will rise 5 feet. Much of Florida will be underwater. Was it true? No, it was all a lie. And they knew exactly what they were doing. So the real OG, even before Al Gore, of the climate scam and the carbon taxes, it was Ted Turner cooked up with Enron. In the late 80s, the plan for a global carbon tax to track us all and tax the meat and the fuel and control everybody, it all came from Ted Turner and a UN plan with Enron the scammers. Wow. I am really shocked by that, aren't you? So we've had Charlie Munger die. We've had Henry Kissinger die a few years ago. Now he's dead. And it's emblematic of the fall of their entire system. Here he is on Charlie Rose.
Possible to do that in 15 or 20 years, we could completely redo it. If we have to mobilize, this is how important it is, and how important that we do it quickly. We have to mobilize the same way we did when we entered World War II in 1941. We have to fully mobilize everything we have and put it into changing the energy system over. And not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It's going to be the biggest business project in the history of the world. Fortunes, billions of dollars are going to be made. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be employed. We're going to have clean air. We're going to have so many benefits from it. It's not going to cost us anything once we get going with it. It's not going to cost us anything. Only the people that don't understand it think it's going to. Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons
and global emissions.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
It's all about resource control. Oh, remember, they always want a world government to stop nuclear war while they proliferate them. Oh, we got to have global government to have the carbon tax and the global environmental regime. Now, to Trump's credit, he did get us out of the Paris Accord. It's basically fallen apart globally. Carney just met with the EU and Canada trying to bring back the carbon tax. That's why we need Trump to succeed and to put real MAGA in after he leaves, because the actuaries done by Lord Monckton and others, third-party groups, if they cut half the carbon, it'll kill at least 2 billion people and cause a bunch of wars. It is absolutely crazy. But the big reason they're having to back off for now is Eric Schmidt said last year, he's the real mastermind up above Google and all of it at Alphabet, and top advisors of the Pentagon with AI, he said, and weaponized robots. We played the clip many times. He said at Stanford last year in a speech, he said, by 2040, we need 100 times the power we now have in the U.S., for AI. And you've heard Trump and others say within 2 years we need triple the power output for this to win the AI war. But you can't have a car or air conditioning, a cow can't fart, but you can have these giant data centers with whatever coal plants they want, gas, solar, sucking up 5 million gallons a day on average, pumping it through toxic silicon pipes and right back into the earth. And they sound like a giant satanic beehive five, 6 miles away. It's like, with all these super chips so the computers can track and trace and make you obsolete and take control of your life. And we're just told, make way for the machines, lay down to it. It's the way it is. So they've even said, and I've been making this point for years, and then they started, you know, actually having to respond to it. But I'm one of the first to say years ago, oh, it's going to need all this power, but we can't have any power. The machines they're already, pull it up. AI data centers soon to consume more energy than everything else on Earth. We're talking a couple of years. AI data centers will consume more power than all the cars, all the tractors, all your devices, everything we do, the electricity for light bulbs, everything. How much does it take to power AI? 100x more. Yeah, that's last year. You pull up Schmidt saying it. So it gets 100 times the power while you get less. And we told everybody, when these data centers go in, it's going to jack up power prices so much more, they're going to pass on the cost to you. And already, the people near data centers are seeing double the power bills. A giant screw job. And Trump tried to pass a bill. It failed. Last year, they're trying to pass it again. So he just signed an executive order saying, well, my AI council with Zuckerberg and all our enemies on it, Elon's not allowed on there, why, they're advising us on everything that we're supposed to do, and they have immunity from federal, state, and individual lawsuits, and only my council will decide. So you just blank check to the AI companies, blank check to big tech, do whatever they want, run roughshod, all these evil data centers everywhere, sucking up the water, sending through the toxic systems with the chips, not closed loop, totally out of control. They're already telling the panhandle, oh, sorry, in Texas, you can't grow cotton or soybeans anymore. We're going to take all the water out of the aquifer for the AI. And I mean, some of these things are the size of 500 football fields. Hell, some are bigger. In fact, I sent you guys a news clip yesterday. It's a short, like, two-minute clip. It's on yesterday's list about the biggest AI data center they're building. We'll play it in a moment when they find it. It's so gigantic, I can't even believe it. It's the size of a large town. Yeah, look at this crap. These are the smaller ones. There's a big one they're building in out west. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is for a new life form. This is for a robot takeover. The 5Gs that have all the drones and robots and everything's deliverable. It's all about getting you out of your cars, making you obsolete. This is absolutely hellish what is being done. And then and it just goes on for mile after mile after mile after mile of what they're building. Yeah, look at this one, Salt Lake City, Utah. Look at the size of that. We'll come back before our guest comes on the first five and play this news report. So if you have any logic out there, remember, you can't have a car. You can't have an air conditioner. You can't have a dog or cat because they have too big a carbon footprint. They're already trying to put taxes on them in Europe. You can't have a barbecue pit because it puts off carbon. You can't have a space heater. It's evil. But, the machines get whatever they want. Their own nuclear reactors, you name it. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And now they're admitting, oh, sorry, nano-nuclear soars on strategic MOU with Super Micro for powering AI data centers. And they tell us it's making us obsolete and it's dumbing us down and causing brain damage and wrecking society and killing all the human jobs. We just go, well, that's the way it is. And MIT comes out and says, of the 12 scenarios, the best thing is just to surrender and merge with machines now. Only the people that merge with machines now will survive. We're the target. We are the species that came up with this. We see the beauty of a sunset. We have an ancient past. God made us. Men and women together having children. We have to choose that we are superior and we don't build something that will destroy us. But it's already gotten out of the barn. The train's already left the station. And God help us all. We're going to break. Please remember, we're fundraising right now. They shut down InfoWars. We need funds to get more hosts and launch the network and finish the new bigger studios. Plus, the products are great. If you get one product, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get T3. It's like the original X2, but even better. It's atomic, not radioactive, meaning it's on the atomic scale. It's on the periodical chart of all the elements. And it is essential. You die in 5 days without water, a month without food. You die in a few months without iodine. And most of the food is debilitated and doesn't have it. Most people have serious iodine deficiencies. Look it up. This is the best. This is the purest. It is so good for your whole body. You're insane if you don't get it. It's discounted right now. T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there now. But whatever you do, share the live feeds of Alex Jones on X and Rumble at AJN. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, and I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776, And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.